Good evening, everybody. Welcome to episode number 12 of the All Talk Show podcast, where anything goes and everything is open for discussion. You've been warned. So whatever the hell ends up happening here ends up happening. So I'm going to introduce myself right now. I am Tony Mango, your host of the panel, and I'm joined on this episode by a couple of different people here you should recognize, including Mr. Mike Payden on the soundboard.
Hey-o.
Mr. Kalen Ferris, not on the soundboard, but somewhere.
Yo, yo, what's good in the hood?
Mr. Drew White, I don't know where he's at right now, but let's make fun
of him. I'm not at McDonald's, that's for damn sure, but...
And some other kind of a joke that involves Mr. Steven Wago.
That was so funny.
Wasn't it? That was the best one. So unlike our other shows, if you have never listened to the All Talk Show before, we don't go into this with any kind of predetermined set of topics to discuss. We just do this on a whim. We don't even know when the hell we're doing it, but we just recorded the Smack Talk episode for this week, and everybody was just kind of like, All Talk Show? Sure, why not? So if you want to talk about a particular subject matter, you can call in, light up that chat room that we have going on right now. We've got guest 5605. Guest, sign up for a name so we know who the hell you are. Or otherwise, we're just going to keep referring to you as guests for the rest of the night. But if you want to call in, you can call in through Skype. You can call in by using the number 760-512-7247, or the other number that somehow works, 713-955-0363. Had a little bit of Blog Talk Radio problems going into this, but maybe that'll not give you problems in the, you know, your end set of things. If you want us to talk about a particular subject matter, leave a comment, do something like that. Get that opinion to us, and we'll start talking about whatever. So, that being said, all that stuff's out of the way. What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, I have one suggestion for you guys. I'm looking for something to eat, and I only have $5 in my pocket. And I want to get filled up. Do you have any suggestions about what could possibly do that with such a small amount of money?
A loaf of bread.
Well, right now, Burger King has 10 nuggets for $1.49.
Holy shit. That's only 14.9 cents per nugget.
You did that really fast. Damn, I'm fucking impressed.
I can move decimal points.
That's sad that I didn't realize that that's how easy it was. I'm sitting there going, well, if you divided by the nuggets, and how much money would he get for nuggets?
This is off to a riveting start.
I want nuggets.
But the sauce is free. The sauce is free. Okay, here's a good question. When you do get the nuggets or chicken strips or whatever, which sauce do you get? And is it the same at all places?
Pretty much everywhere.
Burger King does like the weird thing where they charge you extra depending on how much you get and depending on which sauce it is. I saw a sign the other day when I was in there talking about how like, oh, honey barbecue or hot mustard, whatever the fuck that is. I'm assuming it's just spicy or hot mustard. Is like you get so much, and afterwards you get charged like 75 cents or something like that.
Well, yeah, they give you enough for what you order. If you order like three extra sauces, of course they're going to charge you for it.
But like if you go to like a McDonald's and whenever you get chicken nuggets, they ask you, what type of sauce would you like with it? You ask for like a honey barbecue and a ranch, for example. They'll give you both of them and they won't charge you extra for them.
I guess it depends on what size order you're ordering. If you're ordering five nuggets, you get one sauce.
Does Taco Bell charge you? Because I never get the Taco Bell sauce.
No, they have it.
No.
Grab it by the fucking fist.
Yeah, Taco Bell. I think they have a deal where they're trying to get rid of all their sauce. Because I'll say, oh, give me two packs of mild sauce. And they'll give me like 50 of them. And then like 30 hot sauces that I didn't order. And just giving that shit away.
You're like, can I have an order of nachos? And they're like, did you say you want a vat of hot sauce? No, I just kind of wanted some nachos. Oh, okay, well, here's a couple handfuls anyway. Because
they gotta do that to get rid of whatever the fuck that green Verto shit is.
I like that stuff. That's pretty good. I like the Verde sauce.
I don't get like what McDonald's issue is. Like they have like this issue where you ask for ketchup and it's never a set amount. It's either, oh yeah, can I have some ketchup? Okay, we'll give you three this time, but the next time you come through, I'll give you like a fucking handful.
Well, Drew, if this is a fucking consistent problem, why don't you be more specific?
Because I don't want to be that guy that's like, give me like five.
Well, no, now you're that guy complaining about it on the radio.
Exactly. See, like, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what I want because they're never going to fucking give me what I want. Exactly.
Well, if you want to have it your way, go to Burger King, not McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's is where you go your own way.
I don't know. When I had McDonald's in college every night, dude, podcast at McDonald's was the best. I remember that one time I tried to get that one guy to do the outro, and he just wasn't up for it. He wanted the moolah, so. I bet his mixtape's on SoundCloud.
Do you guys usually have issues when you go to the fast food places of them fucking up your order?
No, usually what I order is simple to the point where it's really hard to screw up. If anything, they'll give me the wrong food, and that's like the worst of it that's really ever happened to me. That or like, I don't know, they forget to put pickles on something.
I try not to go to the fast food, but when I do, I try to keep it really simple so that they can't really fuck it up. Because if you ask for like, oh, you know, extra pickle, no ketchup, more, and you know, they're going to fuck it up. So I just order it straight off the menu. Because if you try to do special orders, it's undoubtedly going to get fucked up. But then again, I'll order like two things. Like I'll go to Taco Bell. I'll be like, I'd like a regular taco and a bean burrito. And somehow they managed to fuck that up. I don't know how, well, but they managed to fuck it up.
What's your definition of a regular taco? Is it soft, hard?
Like, I'll say, you know, soft taco with beef or something.
How do they fuck? They screw that up? Usually,
I know, right? How do they fuck it up?
Obviously, a soft taco with beef would be the beef, lettuce, and cheese, right?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I guess this is as good a time as any to talk about it. One time I had fucking Taco Bell. And I'm so glad that I put sauce on my tacos because I open them up, I put the sauce in it, and then I close back up and eat it. But one time I opened up my, because it was, we had gotten a to-go order. I was at my friend's house. I opened up the taco to put the sauce on it, and there was a big fucking cockroach in the food. Like, not like an accident. Like, obviously, I think one of the workers there was fucking with me. And this, like, fucking, oh my God, it was the worst. And called them and complained. They're like, oh, sorry about that. Come on in. We'll make you a new order. I'm like, fuck you guys. I don't want a new order.
So like, wait, wait. You didn't order the cockroach. I'm pretty sure you said that. You ordered normal taco. You got a fucking cockroach in it. It's a normal taco.
And I've told other people that, or they're like, oh, you're exaggerating. I'm like, no, this thing was like over an inch long. It was fucking disgusting. It was ridiculous. So that was probably my worst Taco Bell experience. And yes, I've eaten there again. Not that same location, but pretty bad. You guys ever had anything really disgusting in your food that you ordered?
Yeah, this one time I ordered something from Taco Bell and it had Taco Bell meat in it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, other than normal disgusting shit.
I mean, you know, you kind of know what you're getting there, though.
Yeah, like I've had a McGriddle before. That was pretty disgusting.
Don't even say that. McGriddles are fucking delicious.
Not the one that I had.
This isn't happened to me. It happened to my sister, but she's found like fingernail clipping, like a fingernail, like just like the tip of it in her food, and like a salad before, I believe. And this was at like either an Olive Garden or a Texas Roadhouse, one or the other. But yeah, that's happened to her. They're
completely different.
It was either Olive Garden, Texas Roadhouse, or my mom cooked it.
But I just know it's like a place you sit down and eat, and like, you know, like it's the whole shabam. But it wasn't Red Lobster. I probably that much. You know what I'm saying? But I've never had to. Something's probably happened, but to me. But I just can't think of what it is off the top of my head. It couldn't have been too bad.
I've had friends. You know, I've heard stories. You know, finding Band-Aids in their food and shit like that. That is just ugh.
Man, I'm lucky as hell. The only thing I've ever had in my food has been that I found. I mean, I don't know. Has been like hair.
Yeah, I've found hair before, but I'm not gonna fucking complain about that. It's you pull it out and you eat the goddamn food because it's just a fucking strain of hair.
I found bits of metal in food before. One time I was going, I forget which fast food place it was, but I ordered a large soda or pop, depending on where you are, and it was
soda,
a Coke or something.
Doesn't matter where you're from, it's soda.
And anyways, and I'm like, what? There's something in here, and I opened it up, and it's the big plastic nozzle that fits on the end of the machine, and somehow that had fallen off into my drink. So what did I do? I just threw it the fuck away. I didn't return it. Thought that was weird.
Was that one of the places that you go up and you do it yourself?
No, I didn't. They handed this to me through a drive-through window.
How did they not realize that fell in there? It's a big thing.
I don't know, because they're fucking idiots.
Did you know Jimmy John's had a drive-through? Because I didn't know that. I just thought that they were just straight-up delivery where you walk in and get the food. But the Jimmy John's they just built at where I live. has a drive-thru in it, and it surprised the shit out of me, so I need to go check that out.
In it? You actually drive through it?
Yeah, midway through. Like, you can look at the people when you're going by, and they're all like, hey, you know, we're eating on the inside. Wego, did you ever find anything weird in your food, every places that you've ordered and stuff?
Nope, I've been pretty good on food.
What about the food you just got?
Not bad.
What are you eating?
It's called a walking taco. It's pretty much like just fucking Lunchables. They give you a chip bag and you just throw in a bunch of shit.
I thought it was like a taco, but it just really overacts.
No, it's a taco that gets up and starts walking around, and you gotta kind of like chase it down and eat it before it just wanders off too far.
I thought it was a promotion with The Walking Dead.
That's just like a bag of Doritos that you throw like taco meat and cheese and shit
in.
Let's just keep the walking taco jokes going, guys. How far can you take this?
I was really hoping that you were going to follow it up with another one, too.
The Walking Talking Stephen Hawking Taco Salad.
Well, Stephen Hawking can't walk, so it's kind of fucking difficult now.
That's the joke.
It's pretty fucking preposterous. You know what? It's not a fucking joke, okay?
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's going to buy the wheelchair taco.
Well, what would you call that taco?
Instead of Taco Bell, Taco Wheels? I don't know. Walking taco.
We'll have to test market that one. I don't know.
I think it's got a shot.
I think there's some legs on that project.
Jesus.
Crips tacos.
Damn it, I'm really hungry now. I wasn't hungry before everybody started talking about chicken nuggets and stuff. And chicken tenders. I don't know who's attacking their microphone now, but what the fuck?
I don't know. I think that, is that Drew?
Somebody's even hungrier than I am. They're just eating their mic.
That was an accident. I'm sorry about that.
He's a little hungry too. Guys, I got a walking mic.
It's fucking Taz eating?
Yeah. What? People are like, is Taz eating or is he choking? I can't tell.
Or is that his podcast?
I heard his podcast is actually a lot better than his commentary.
Hope so.
Yeah, I was going to say, he can't get much worse.
You ever watch Vince Russo do one of his videos? Because he's always eating something when he fucking does them.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm too busy to fucking, you know, do these two things separately. I have to talk to you guys and eat this fucking gross, greasy sandwich at the same time.
Vince Russo comes to me as a guy that would eat way too much food and, like, probably will die.
What's better than fucking Jim Ross and he's blatantly going, my Sonic shake?
I'd rather hear him drinking a shake, though, than licking barbecue sauce off of his fingers. I don't think that's a good thing. Have you guys tried the JR? Have you tried the JR barbecue at all? I heard it's actually pretty good.
I don't like barbecue sauce.
What the fuck?
I like honey barbecue sauce, but I've never been a big fan of barbecue sauce.
Or barbecue sauce.
Can't even say
it.
I agree with that Sean audio clip, which is totally Sean and not somebody else.
It sounded just like Sean. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Ever tell you I do a pretty good Sean impression?
Wait, you mean to tell me that that wasn't Sean? Because people have speculated that it was somebody else?
It was not Sean.
Do you have that Miguel drop ready to go, too? You know the one.
Our fans who don't even know what it is probably can tell what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful. That's awful. It's kind of like that in a weird way, and yeah.
By what she means, it's awful. What else should we talk about? Oh, Angie sent a suggestion, and she said for us to give each other girls' names. So Kaylin's already covered.
Girls, oh, fuck you. I'll just spell mine differently. I'll spell it, let's see, K-A-Y-L-Y-N-N. There we go. That makes it a girl's name.
Tony is Tanya, so that was pretty easy.
I wonder what we're going to say for Steven. Maybe Stephanie would be a good one.
There we go. See, we already got three.
You're married.
There you go.
And then my real name's Andrew. You go Andrea. Pam might be a little difficult.
Michelle.
Michelle or
no,
Michael King?
No, see, Michelle is Michael in French.
Ah.
So, it cannot possibly be my name in female. So I...
am Bertha.
Helga. You'd make a good Bertha.
I'll be Big May.
Big Bertha Payton. It's going to be the new thing.
No. You'd totally fucking be the fat lesbian from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, no, it's Big Boo.
Yeah, I could totally see you being Big Boo.
I don't have any tattoos.
You could get some.
Of the Boo from Super Mario?
He's got a good point.
So what would Sean's be?
Shauna?
There you go.
If Sean was a part of the female gender, I think they'd force him to get a sex change.
Well, what other what other names would Sean's have? Because he couldn't just be Shauna. He'd have to be Shauna and then blank, 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 blank. He's got 20 names to think. Mr. Shaughnessy, Sean Wright, Walker, something.
Oh, yeah, it's Shauna C, the letter C. Shauna C. Shauna C. Walker.
And Days would be Christina.
Oh, man, Sean would be so vile if he was a woman, because if he was sex-craved as he is now.
Where is Sean?
Caroline would have to be Carl. Carl Oliveira.
Now.
That's such an ugly name, Carl.
Carl.
What's up, Carl? I've never liked that name.
You know which one?
What?
You both interrupted each other, then both stopped.
Oh, did you know that?
I was hoping you'd go again so I could interrupt them.
Anytime I hear the name Carl, I just immediately think of The Walking Dead whenever he just goes, Coral!
But isn't that Coral?
It is when he says it.
Coral. Oh, see, for Carl, you go with Coral. There we go.
Well then.
Yes. Okay, but here's the kicker. What would Orion be?
John C!
Yeah.
You know what's a very underwhelming name? Keith.
It's very like it just stops dead. Just Keith.
Wait, what's Kane's name again?
Glenn.
That's a bad one. Glenn Jacobs.
Just watch, two people are listening right now, both are called Keith and Glenn, like, the fuck?
Or one guy named Glenn Keith. He's like, well, you know, I could agree with Glenn, but at least they didn't make fun of Keith. Oh, son of a bitch!
Fuck these guys.
I'm going to try to bring up I have a big list of names that I made up before when I was trying to write on a bunch of stuff. I went through the website 20,000names.com and I wrote down anything that was, like, relatively normal. But some of them are so ugly, like...
Why would you write down the normal names?
I know.
What did you, like, want to collect, like, the odd names? You made a database of the normal names?
No, because I used to write... I used to write fiction.
And... Hey, get this one. Matthew.
No, I wrote down, like, the ones that were, like, the normal kind of ones that you could kind of see normal people kind of using. Because that's 20,000 names. There's shit that's from, like, this was a name that was popular for 3 years in Egypt and, you know, 160 years ago and that kind of stuff. And you're like, I'm never naming a character that. But, you know, the relatively odd ones that are still sort of normal, like Carmine. You don't think of that necessarily immediately, but there's some weird-ass fucking names. And trying to come through, looking through this list right now, some of them that are really just... I never would name anybody anything like that because it's just so ugly of a name. Like, Agnes is one that comes to my mind.
Oh, Agnes.
There's never going to be like, yo, you see that hot chick over there? Yeah, what's up, Agnes?
Isn't the kid from Two and a Half Men, isn't his real name Agnes?
Angus.
Angus.
Like the beef.
I don't even know him, and I just knew that.
Angus roast beef, man, that's awesome. That's so much.
My name is Agnes. It means lamb. Lamb of God, and you know it. Come on, Tony, you should be there with the Simpsons references.
But there's certain names, though, that, like, it makes perfect sense why she was Peggy on King of the Hill, because you look at that name and it's like Peg. Ugh. But there's going to be like you know, Vivian. Oh, she could be hot. But Gretchen?
I know Gretchen's actually pretty hot.
Really? Yeah, I don't really know any Gretchens that are attractive that I can think of.
I don't know any Gretchens, so I'm not going to judge.
Because he had that wretch in there, you know, and that's not a good sound.
Wretch.
Yeah, but I'm not going to judge someone I haven't met. That ain't cool, yo.
Yeah, but Gretchen. Or Gertrude.
Okay, yeah, Gertrude. I definitely met down with Gertrude.
I'm not going to judge anyone before I met them. Gertrude.
Except for Gertrude.
I didn't say I haven't met a Gertrude. So fucking watch your mouth.
So right now you're thinking of this really ugly Gertrude.
I know a Gertrude, but everyone just calls her Gert. So
Gert?
Yo, what a Gert.
Oh, Gertie. Damn.
You can be Gertie like an E.T.
Like, at least go by, like, G or something like that. Like
G.
What up, G? Hey, Gertie.
Gert. It's like Bert.
Yeah. Gert and Ernie.
Be like, yo, Gert.
Oh, it'd have to be a knockoff of Ernie, too. It'd be Gert and Bernie.
Just a Gert and Bernie.
That's the unlicensed. That's what you get at the local grocery store on your kid's cake. Gert and Bernie.
Gert and Bernie.
We can't pay for the license. That's as close as you can get.
Instead of looking like a tomato and a banana, they look like a fucking kiwi and a watermelon or something. Yeah, there's so many names that sound just really terrible. Like, I don't think I've ever met a single Britney that hasn't been at least remotely attractive. Or, like, I don't know, like, looking through this list right now, most of the people named Amanda that I've ever bumped into have been attractive.
Yeah, but Amanda's kind of have an attitude about them, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that is true.
I can agree. I know a few Amandas who were definitely a bitch.
I mean, they think they're better than they are. Fuck Amandas. They think they're better than they are.
All the Amandas I've met have been sweethearts, so I think you guys are just, like, don't know how to talk to women, as some people would say.
Either that or all the good Amandas live in your area and all the bad ones live elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of nice people going, hey, let's live in Michigan.
So let's just that voice. All the names until we insult every single person who might be listening.
All right, let's start with Aaron.
Aaron A. Aaronson.
Yeah.
What, Aaron with an A or Aaron with an E?
I would like to put Jebekiah at the top of the list.
All those bad Zebekiahs out there?
No, Jebekiah.
Oh, Jebekiah?
Yeah. No, Zebekiahs are cool.
What about Hezekiahs?
Jebekiah. Ooh.
I don't think any of those people are allowed to listen to the radio.
Well, that's awfully judgmental.
If there's like one Hezekiah that's out there, it's like, I think I'll try this radio thing. All talk show. That's a good way to start.
Fuck these guys.
These horrible heathens. No wonder we hate the fucking radio. Oh, well, you know what? Maybe it's not too bad. I'll just click on the one guy's website. Wait a minute. He has a post called The Amish People Are Stupid? What the fuck? Outofthelimbs.com. But, you know, you don't expect certain people, if they have a certain name, to be something other than, like, a stereotype. Like, I don't think I know a single Douglas that isn't a nerd. Or, like, close to it, some kind of like fat nerd or something.
Now, is there a difference between Douglas and Doug? Because if you go by Doug, that seems to be a little cooler. A
little bit. But then again, Doug Funny wasn't cool. Wasn't really that funny either.
Your own opinion. Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of Jack Bandit was cool. Well, I don't know. But Doug, you know. But, like, are you going to expect somebody named Elwood to be, like, a ladies' man?
If he's Elwood Blues.
Yeah, I was about to say, dude, Elwood actually is, like, a smooth player name.
Elwood. I don't know. See, I'd picture somebody, like, permanently putting their glasses up, like, you know, keeps falling down.
That's more of an Irwin kind of thing.
Oh, Irwin's definitely one of those.
Irwin's a nerd.
Who names their kids these things, though, and expects it not to be, like, something to be made fun of? Like, you're not going to make fun of somebody who's John. You're not going to make fun of Samantha.
My nephew's got one of the stupidest names ever. Shenton.
What? That's weird, a name?
What a weird fucking name. I don't even know why they called it him.
I think they just misspelled Sheldon.
Do they have, like, an Islamic rash or anything of that nature?
What?
No.
Shenton?
Shenton.
Shenton. So they just combined the names Shelton and Benjamin and made Shenton.
Shenjamin.
Oh shit, he should totally come back as Shenton. Ain't no shot stopping Shenton.
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 Did they ever give you a reason why it's Shenton? Like,
I never asked. But his defense, one of his defense was where, well, nobody can make fun of his name. Like, they can't rhyme it with anything. And I'm like, yeah, I've got other reasons to make fun of his name.
Yeah, but there's, like, they can't rhyme it with names. Well, there's other names that have Enton that you could have gone with that are kind of normal. Like, shit. Denton is even a more popular kind of fucking name. Brenton, I've heard that before. Never Shenton.
Yeah. What do you think? I moved to America. Get away from that shit. naming our kid Shenton.
But no, like, don't you feel bad for the little kids that are 4 years old and their names are like Webster or something? Like,
that could be worse. Webster's not too terrible.
Ever hear of somebody that wasn't named Bill or William? They were Billiam.
Oh,
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I'm not up on the Billiam.
I thought that was a made up name.
No, I've actually
they had
seen
on their
people.
Birth certificate.
Well, they've like signed their name that, or you know that kind of thing. Billiam.
Billiam.
One thing is, I've had people that you know that I know that work in like the medical field and stuff that get people constantly, especially when you work with like delivery or whatever. You're dealing with little kids' names and stuff like that. But there's weird ass names all the time, and it's like. People are getting into this real trend now where they're naming their kids odd things for the sake of it. And not even like
Apple.
Not even, I was just going to say, not even like Apple, where it's like, that's stupid, but maybe you really fucking like apples or something. But they're naming things like,
mango.
I want to purposely name somebody, like, let's change these letters to something else. Like, if you were going to go with, say, you know, you've got the name Steven, and they're like, well, you've got, say, Steven, that version of it, which is better. Way to go. Or instead of going with Steven, let's change the V to like an R, and it could be Steeren, because that'll be different.
Oh, I'm Japanese.
Steeren. Oh, Steeren-san.
But people do that kind of crap because they want to be different, and it's like You're fucking your kid over for this.
Well, that's basically what my name is. It's Caleb, but with an N instead of a B.
It could be.
That's
worse.
What my parents went for.
Their name could be Angus.
No, they called it you because you're a fucking idiot.
Well, talking about your name, Tony, Anthony or Tony. Tony is the accepted nickname of that. What I don't like are the Anthonys who go by the nickname of Ant. What's your name? Ant. No, it isn't. Your name is fucking Tony or Anthony. I'm not calling you Ant because you're not a fucking insect.
I don't mind that. And I've had people that have like certain people kind of they decide what their name's going to be for you. Like, I've had people that only call me Mango. And, you know, it's like, yeah, that's cool. It's my name. I don't care.
Well, if you got a unique last name as a nickname, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Or even if you don't. Like, I always refer to Dace as Dace, because it's just easier. But, you know, like, if certain people are like, if you're Anthony, I think you're pretty much going to be either Tony or Ant. Or if you're, you know, ethnic enough to pull it off, Antonio or some kind of weird shit like that. But Anton, to me, is starting to, like, you're trying a little too hard. Where, like my nephew is Aaron James, and he goes by AJ. If my middle name was J, I could have gone by AJ. Probably wouldn't have wanted to, necessarily, because I like the Tony name. But I don't like it when people are like, my name is James, and everybody calls me Phil. Like, why? Oh, because I like the name Phil better, and, you know, my parents always wanted to name me Phil. Well, then they should have named you fucking Phil. Like, why didn't they name you James instead? People do that all the time, too.
That's cheating. I have a buddy of mine who everybody around here knows him as Andy. He moved out to California for about a year and a half, and when he was out there, he reinvented himself, and he went by Andrew. So, I mean, I guess if you're moving somewhere where you don't know anybody, you're kind of able to maybe reinvent yourself a little bit. But like if you're growing up with somebody and their name is Tony, if I say if I knew you for 30 years and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, by the way, I'm going by Anthony now and I'm not going by Tony. Don't call me Tony anymore. Only call me Anthony. I'm going to say, hey, fuck you. You're Tony. That's what I've called you for 30 years. That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
I don't think I've bumped into anybody that's done that, like, out of everybody. But actually, you know, I do know somebody who has gone through so many different variations of Catherine. It's like, it's Kate, it's Katie, it's Catherine, it's Kathy, it's...
Cat.
Cat. Yeah. I don't think Catherine she's done K. Cat.
Or it's just like, you know, he's trying to do it, but it's never going to be William Corrigan. Nobody's going to call him fucking that. It's Billy Corrigan for the rest of his life. Sorry, he's, Billy, deal with it.
He's trying to go by William.
He is. Hmm. Yeah, I'm not buying Billy. It. He's Billy. He's always going
to
be Billy.
At least he's not trying to go by Billiam.
Billiam Corrigan.
Billiam. Hey, you're Billiam Corrigan now, according to the All Talk Show. And you guys ever have, like, some kind of a weird nickname somebody's given you? Like, they, you know, instead of calling you... Well, even, like, with Wago. Wago, you go by Stee instead of Steve.
Yep, that's actually common in England. We don't use Stee. Well, we do use Stee, but it's more common just to say Stee. Honestly, really? It makes more fucking sense.
Because you're fucking lazy over there and you can't afford an extra syllable?
Pretty much.
Okay. Actually, it's not even a syllable. It's just a V.
It's like the half end of a syllable.
In middle school, people call me Dragon.
No, they don't. They call you Faggot.
No, they call me Dragon.
Yeah, but like, how many people... Do you ever get people that like specifically want to call you Andy?
Yeah.
What's up, Five Times Combo? Joining us in the chat there.
People will call me Andrew, Drew, Andy, Drewbert. It just depends on who it is.
Drewbert?
Drewbert.
I've Drewboo.
I don't know if
I was in the friend zone, it was Drewboo. I promise you about that one, okay?
I don't know.
Now I think about it.
I don't think we've asked you this before, but like, I always imagine that you get like just called names all the time because of how small you look on pictures. Are you bullied often?
No, not
just by us.
Just by us.
Like I said, I was never bullied. If I was bullied for anything, it was because of the way I talked when I was younger. And then like, you have like a few like people who were just like assholes and like who just weren't gonna amount to anything. People who weren't gonna amount to anything in life. I mean, like those type of people. I remember like someone named Elijah who was like that, but then he got kicked out of school. Then he came back and like he sat next to me, and I told him to fuck off. And I was like, "You're a piece of shit." So I don't care. So, if I was bullied for anything, it was in middle school, and it was because of the way I talked. Because I told you the dwagon thing. I told you about that. But like in high school, I was never bullied. I usually instigated shit because I was a little shithead. So I'm still probably a little shithead. But
would you say that you're a fucking shithead?
Some may say I was a fucking shithead loser. But
it all makes sense.
I used to be a little tyke, so
there's this like, you're still a tyke, Tony. You're actually a Tony Sykes too, but like 11th grade, like after track practice one day, me and a friend, we went to go play basketball, and there wasn't any court. There was like two courts available, and one of them was being used by the track, like throwers on the track team. The other one were a bunch of underclassmen. Well, they were playing on like 7 foot goals, which is stupid because just like we wanted to shit around and have fun, and they said no. So my friend pulled the seniority card, and I was just like, "Fuck it, why not?" And he was into bodybuilding, so no one was gonna fuck with him. He was the guy with the body. I was the guy who would do all the shit talking for us.
You were the Joe Pesci.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's actually a very good one, but. Like, no, this fat kid, he was a football player, and he was fat, really fat. Like, he ended up, like, he told me, like, come on, throw the first punch, man. Throw the first fucking punch. And I was like, no. I'm going to get my ass kicked. No. And then my friend, like, stepped in, and he almost threw a punch, but I had to back him off. But for the most part in high school, I was never bullied. If I was bullied for anything, it's by you fucking pricks. And when I was in middle school.
Mic drop.
Yeah, that pretty much was a mic drop.
It was like, you know, people are going, hey, bully boy, you fucking pricks.
And I'm out, motherfuckers.
I think we actually went over a little bit of this before. Somebody had asked us on like a mailbag or something if we ever got bullied.
Yeah, I think they did. So should just stop reading the mailbag questions. That'll take care of the rest of the show. We'll go back from like the beginning.
When is the next mailbag?
Next mailbag is either on the next episode or the one after that. It all sort of depends on what we do for the special feature.
I'm telling you, CM Punk scores.
Possibility.
Well, you know, Peyton will give him zero on everything.
Yeah.
Five times combo. You're in the chat. What should we do for the next special feature? Tell us.
If he deserved it, if he deserved a one, Peyton will give him one. He's straightforward. He isn't gonna. He doesn't have rose collared lenses, as some might say.
Rose collared.
Pretty sure you're the only one who says that. True.
I think we have our first potential name for this episode: rose collared lenses.
You know, that's probably a terrible last name to have, Gus.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I had one customer not too long back with the last name Goss, and it was just horrifying. It looked like a Goss, too.
I heard you gasp a bit there, too. It was horrifying.
I was about to cut me off. I was about to do the Goldust chomp bit, too.
Do it.
No.
No.
Pictures are fucking horrible. Everyone listening, use your imagination.
Just imagine what we already say is what goes on the air, and what he's linking is stuff that we're not going to necessarily repeat. So when he says it's horrible, it's pretty bad.
It's horrible. It has to do with American History X. We'll leave it at that.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Some might say it's real. Which
one's up, everybody? Which one again?
I was going to say Seth Rollins can't do it anymore, but he's allowed to. Come on.
So I'm starting to get a headache. What do you guys usually use when you get a headache?
Well, apparently Peyton uses a dose full of crickets.
When I get a headache, either ibuprofen or whiskey.
Marijuana probably helps too, but Tony's straight edge over
here. Yeah, so we'll set the whiskey thing too.
Back in the day when I used to partake, marijuana did help. But if you're not going to partake with that, then...
I can recommend a fine chamomile tea. No, really, that actually would help.
Hmm. There's actually, I don't know if you guys have tried, or if you even have those bottles of NeuroSleep and shit like that. That was pretty good.
NeuroSleep? What the fuck?
I think he basically means like NyQuil.
NyQuil, yeah. And maybe
it's
No.
There's a brand called Neuro. It might be a Michigan thing then. And they've got a whole bunch of different drinks.
That's only in Michigan. I definitely don't want to try it.
Like, it might be. I don't know. I'm just going off the assumption that no one else has heard it. They've got like sleep, and they've got one that'll make you have all better orgasms and shit. They've got a whole bunch of different
what?
Ones.
What the fuck is this?
NeuroSleep. It sounds like something from The Matrix or Men in Black or Total Recall or something.
So is that other one called Neurogasm?
It's actually called Neurogasm. I'll show you the bottle.
It really is Neurogasm?
Yeah, there's our next game candidate.
There's NeuroSleep, NeuroSonic, and Neurogasm.
What the fuck does Sonic do? Make you run like a hedgehog?
Oh, there's actually some more. I'm looking them up right now. There's Neurogasm, NeuroSonic, NeuroSleep, NeuroTrim, NeuroAqua.
Oh, that one's
was that supposed to just make you more watery?
No, that actually is the reason why I like Vaporeon so much. It was a side effect.
What?
NeuroBliss. Give some of that to Sean. And NeuroSport, which should help out a lot, I guess, in sport.
NeuroSport, that's for Drew. You go sport.
I'll be darned.
See us, Peyton. It is called Neurogasm.
Oh, Drew said be right back. He didn't hear that.
Alright, I'll just make the joke later and it'll still be funny.
He'll listen back to this episode.
Is this stuff any, like, good?
Well, they don't have Neuro good.
I I mean, it's a fair point. They don't.
It might have been a placebo effect, but the neurosleep seemed to work.
You know what really was a placebo effect? Neuroplacebo.
I have tried the neurogasm, but I can't remember just because it was like 2 years ago. I'll try it again and like fucking do a review on Fanboys. Neurogasm.
They really should just make neuro like everything.
They could get away with it though.
Well, yeah, because I can't imagine any of these things really working.
Neuro, call in because you're sick tomorrow.
Like, what would neuro bliss be? It says lightly carbonated happiness in every bottle.
Well, there is stuff that's, like, typically meant to, like, certain things you can eat that are meant to, like, make you happier or perky. I don't know. So maybe they just, like, crumble that. Maybe they just crank all that into one bottle and just hope it works.
That is one big pile of shit.
Because I think, like, neurosleep is pretty much just fucking melatonin mixed with a bunch of shit.
I know something that you eat and it makes you happy. It's called fucking bacon.
I fucking love bacon. I might go make bacon.
Neuro-fucking-bacon.
Neurogasm bacon edition?
Yeah, it's the same exact bottle. You drink the neurogasm and you're like, this tastes like bacon. This tastes like bacon.
You know what? The Neuro Bliss bottle looks fucking blissful, though. It's, like, glowing and shit. Can't even see its outline.
Neuro's getting a shit ton of product placement on this episode.
Send us free product.
Yeah, sponsor us.
In fact, they already do.
Sponsor Neuro.
Only this segment, though. Because the next segment is going to be sponsored by, I don't know, what else do we want free stuff by?
Everything.
I heard Kayfabe News is pretty good about that.
So, and maybe instead of the All Talk Show, we should be the Everything Plugged Show. And maybe like,
I think if we did the product placement show, we'd actually get some like free shit.
I will actually have some drinks and shit to plug soon, though.
But like, what if we did the product placement show and we start off the episode? It's like, all right, guys, welcome to the product placement show. KFC, McDonald's, Wendy's, Neuro. Just 2 hours of plugs for shit. Powerade Zero.
Hold on, Tony. I need to interrupt you. Domino's, Chef Boyardee.
Yamino's. That guy with the steel drums.
This just in, Jimmy John's.
And we end the episode with a plug for Block Talk Radio.
Do you think he's selling those steel drums now? Because, I mean, whatever we call last episode, it's really good.
I don't know. If he still has them, I'd be interested. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm in the market for some steel drums.
Or better yet,
what was the website we looked that up on? Like
Craigslist, I think?
Craigslist. I'm going to go scour it for things.
If you can find that, it's great, but I do know a number I do have.
I know a number.
It's a number we all know by heart.
You want to, fuck it, just phone him.
Why not?
Yeah, go for it.
I've actually forgotten. It's been a while. Is it?
I don't remember 201? Any. I think there's a 2 in there somewhere, but
no, it's 201. I know that much.
Give it a try, Peyton, and let's see what happens.
I'll just look in the archive. It'll be the fucking title.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking up the iTunes feed here.
New titling, that would be helpful eventually.
I'm hoping people actually called it.
Asking for chicken parms and shit.
I thought he changed it, or like it got disconnected.
I don't remember that.
No, I think he made that up to be cool.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Oh, he was so cool.
I need approval, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to find any numbers from Michigan because if I'll know in me, my luck, they'll end up like coming and shooting me. It's all angry people over here. True, where do you live?
I live outside of Indianapolis on the east side.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Wow.
Please try again.
Yo, Peyton.
They actually changed the number?
Yeah, I told you. I thought they changed it.
Wait, are we all on about the same number, like the one that we fucking read out a billion times?
Hold on, maybe I typed it wrong. Let me try again.
No, I bet it was right.
That was a weird...
Yeah, I never heard that voice before. That was, like, oddly deep. It kind of surprised me.
This number is not available.
This number is not available.
No, man, you cannot call here.
Please leave your message for 201-5674.
Oh, that's the number.
Well, no. What do you want?
John Stevens!
You want to know what that was? That was probably him leaving that message to let us know that he fucking changed it.
Oh, wait. Do you have JD's number?
I thought we could just like keep calling him and like giving him a bunch of voicemails.
Nah, not too much. That's enough, I think. We don't want to.
Yeah,
you know.
We've already ruined his fucking life.
Too late.
Please leave your message. 201-5674211.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Boom! 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 Boom!
Boom,
boom. Oh, he's gone. Wait, so is that guy really going to wake up to a message that not only has surprise motherfucker, but also has Drew going, bum, bum, bum.
No, I turned it off before that.
I do want
to... Should we call again to have Drew do that?
No, I think we're good. No, I think we're good.
Peyton's going to be like, oh, it's too late, I've already died.
But that does kind of make me think that next time I do want a prank call, like, a friend of mine or something, it'll be like, yo, Tony, what's up? Bum, 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 bum. Just keep doing it until either I laugh or they hang up.
I was just trying to do the Al Moose theme.
Well, that wasn't even close to Al Moose, like, just theme.
What the fuck you...
Alright, I'm gonna see if this has got a number on it, and I want some one of you guys to call it.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get the thing up. What is it?
Hang on, I'm just seeing if it's got a number on here or not. It's. I've never used Craigslist before.
Let's get to the back pages.
It's a fucking huge 3-foot dildo which you can purchase, and I want it fucking pulled out.
Only 3 feet?
Yeah.
Is it Is it purple?
No, it's black. It's got huge ass veins on it too.
Well, it's
not deep. I wish it would be the purple one from Saints Row 3.
Yeah, there's no number here. Only email.
Well, right, you know, maybe we should do some fake emails or something. I'll tell you what, why don't we introduce this as a kind of a segment, sort of, in the future. If anybody has any numbers that they want us to call for, like, a prank thing on the All Talk Show, you know, you want us to get your friend or something like that, get in touch with us through the Facebook page or, well, you probably shouldn't leave a comment on YouTube. Send us a message through the Facebook page. That's the best thing that you could do. Tell us, you know, the background, any kind of information of, like, oh, this really bugs my friend or something like that, and we'll try to do that on the next episode. That'll be kind of fun. Wago's like trying to plot around.
Wago, is it the one that you just did? Is that one from like Indiana or something?
No, that's like from I think it was some hick place in Alabama. I don't know.
There's a Decatur like on the like south side of Indianapolis, I believe. So,
do you guys mind? I think the listeners would like to hear this. They don't see the link, so I think they would like to hear the description. It's a huge 3-foot tall super dildo sex toy. Yes, I said 3-foot dildo. There are almost no words to describe Moby. Standing just under 3 feet tall and weighing more than 50 pounds, Moby may very well be the biggest dildo in the world. It's absolutely massive. And from balls to tip is lovingly detailed and crafted for realism. What will you do with Moby? Impress your friends. Make him the centerpiece at a wild party. Use him as a unique prop or make him the star of your next trade show. We guarantee Moby will grab tons of attention and make you the focus of every eye. There may be even a soul out there brave or talented enough to use Moby as a traditional dildo. With this tremendous and truly unique cock, anything is possible. You are limited only by your kinky imagination. The measurements for this are 35.5 inches in height, 25.5 inches in circumference. Made of PVC, black in color. Check out more photos at etc. www.whatever. That's pretty impressive. And the picture here, man. I mean, I don't know.
Like how they called it Moby.
Yeah.
Moby Dick.
I get it.
There was an SNL sketch that I always thought was really funny. It was a bunch of people that were trying to figure out the porn titles for things, and they're, like, stretching to figure out for certain things, and then they start getting into the ones that are obvious, and they're like, Moby Dick.
Yeah, stretching, stretching that asshole, you know what I mean?
And one guy's like, Moby Balls? Back in the good old SNL days. Can't watch it now.
Why not?
It's still hit or miss.
A couple episodes that I've seen haven't been funny.
I mean, even in, you know, the heyday, or, you know, the 70s and 80s and 90s and early 2000s, you know, it's easy,
like, to run the whole run of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
The 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Any of those, you know, people look on it with rose-colored glasses and they're like, oh, it was really good then. Even those times, any one of those times that you pick, any show, there's some really good stuff and some really bad stuff. I mean, some of them don't have good stuff, but...
You see, the problem there is so they're looking at it through rose-colored glasses instead of rose-colored lenses.
I think that is the problem.
Fuck you guys, you fucking wankers. Fucking
hell. Fucking hell, all right, fucking hell.
Wait, the one that you just did, was that, like, your impressive Sean yawning while he does it?
Sean, where are you? Why are you asleep? Sean, be up at 1:30 a.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's only 6:37 a.m. Thanks. Was that Eeyore?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the guy who did Eeyore, Peter Cullen, or not Peter Cullen, it was the same guy who did Optimus Prime's voice.
Yeah, that's Peter Cullen.
Peter Cullen, yeah.
Yeah, Samuel Shaw.
Yeah, Samuel Shaw, that's what I said.
Did not know that. But now that you're saying that, Optimus Prime does seem a little bit depressed all the time.
Oh, I had a major score the other day. I went to a local candy shop. And
is there a transition with this?
Yes.
I picked up a
Pez dispenser, an Optimus Prime Pez dispenser, and it's fucking fantastic, and it was probably the best thing I'm going to buy all week.
Woo!
So I'm so proud. I wanted to tell all you guys, yes.
That's a better segue than some we've had on shows.
And that brings us into our next segment, Tony.
I see what we have.
Tony!
Tony, Optimus Prime. Huh? It would have been better if you got an Eeyore one.
I wonder why you blocked me.
I know you want to talk about that subject still, but seriously, we should talk about the next hot tag, guys.
I'm just imagining the Eeyore one every time you get a pest. It's like, here you go.
So fucking kayfabe.
Transform and roll out.
Kayfabe News has put up an article where it's got a picture of Roddy Piper with his face painted half black. Roddy Piper half offended over Hogan's remarks.
Wait, I don't get it.
Fuck off.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back and hear what you guys had to say about that controversy.
That's true. We didn't really get into it that much. It was pretty much like,
no, it's pretty bad, actually. That's why Sean isn't here. He was lost in the battle of when we took sides. And
I was going to say, is there a couple of people who weren't on that episode? I mean, that's not why I wasn't on it.
Things got hot and heavy there. That's all I can say.
I bet. Race war, everybody.
Awesome. That's uncalled for. You're not an audio clip.
It's called parody.
Where is he?
Man, that'd be one good fucking audio clip. Such is my quality.
Yeah.
I don't know why that struck me so funny that time. I picture all the time now, anytime that you do that, Wago, I picture somebody clicking out of, like, a walkie-talkie. Just like, over.
Breaker 1-9.
Oh no, the shield's coming.
Oh, I'm finding this too funny right now.
Yeah, and I just realized how much I miss the shield.
Oh, man.
It's a good thing that you don't laugh with the whole KKKKK thing instead of the LOLs. You'd be...
Tony, bring back the shield.
Dude, I can't bring back the shield. I got all these other, like, work visas I gotta give to people and shit.
Did that guy ever kill himself?
I don't know. I haven't heard back from him yet, so maybe.
So, yes.
Please, or I will suicide.
Maybe he was just, like, talking about joining TNA. Please hire me. I don't want to work for them.
I go up to the pearly gates. God's like, so did you ever kill anybody? And I'm like, no, why? And he's like, well, there's this one guy. Kind of responsible for his suicide. You didn't let him watch Money in the Bank.
And you know who else he was responsible for? Pius, you didn't give him any benefits.
He does bring up a valid point there, Tony.
Didn't have health insurance, he died. God, you've had some assholes apply for your fucking SmartCat moment. So if you're interested in pro wrestling and want to write, check out SmartCatMoment.com where Tony will make fun of you behind your back.
Or to your face. Because some people get emails back and I just put, what? Or something like that. Those people never respond, too. Shame. Yeah, for the most part, by the way, everybody, if you send an email to SmartCat Moment or Fanboys or anything, and the entire thing says WWE message, you're going to get either made fun of or no response. Or both.
I do like the fact that he just sent you a message to say WWE message. I think that's clever as hell. You know what? I think the best message is when he's from India. He has like a lot of siblings. They can't really afford stuff, but they wonder if you could give him a discount still.
Wait, what?
No, that was a mother calling, messaging Tony because she has a house full of boys that love wrestling and wanted the special discount price.
Well, listen, Jaden can't get the network. Maybe you could throw him a little discount. Okay, throw him a bone, okay?
No, that person never specified she had a... I think she didn't specify that she had, like, a whole bunch of boys and they all wanted to do it. It was that there was a whole bunch of people living there and, like, somebody had health problems and somebody else had something else or whatever, and it was... But she got a legitimate response back. It was like, I can't help you, but, you know, I'm not WWE and you can message them and that kind of stuff, but... Yeah, it's different. If you get an email from somebody and it's, like, hey, can you promote my thing? And it's like, no, okay. But I do think it's weird when people click, like, this will be a mailbag question. And then their message is like, I like WWE. And you're like, that's not a question.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like WWE, but go tell WWE that, not some random
fucking... Well, if you like WWE, this is the wrong show to listen to because Tony's about to shit all over it.
This match sucked. The Steven match, I didn't even fucking try. Oh my god.
If I were to go through all the mailbag questions that we get that aren't even questions on the mailbag segments, you guys would be like, what the hell? Because it would be like, all right, our next question is sent in from so-and-so, whatever. They ask us, I like WWE.
Oh, you could go through that Peyton phase that he went through last year when you just had the worst fucking hot takes every week. And he's just like, why the fuck are we even talking about this? Every single week, because it was funny as hell.
To be fair, they were some pretty bad fucking hot takes.
We did end up talking about someone's lunchbox at one point. Actually, his lunchbox collection.
And that became one of the best recurring jokes of the year.
Yeah, but we're not going to strike gold like that every single week.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know Batista has a lunchbox collection?
I know that Batista does. I don't know about Batista.
Well, they both do.
Batista.
Yeah, matter of fact, they've been fighting over all these rare pieces. It's a pretty heated battle.
Pizzas?
Yeah, they're also fighting over who has the worst back tattoo.
Do you think that they're going to unleash the animal? Oh, wait, you wonder what the worst tattoo he has? Is that, that
Jesus like, Christ, Joe, I just literally heard the moment where your brain went ADD.
You want to know what his worst tattoo is?
I like how he interrupts himself.
Do you picture him twitching when he did it?
Yes.
Like his face did that whole thing where it moves faster, his cheeks flap.
Knows, guys. But he has a weird tattoo around his belly button.
Five times combo says, oh god, I'm going to pass out. Peyton Nuevo, talk about weed.
I like how he knows that.
Well, since you ask, how about how about them times?
Back in the good old days.
The times. Yeah, I also wanted you guys to talk about Time magazines.
Yeah, Times Roman is pretty good.
Yeah, Roman Reigns.
Aerial type of guy.
I'm a Georgia guy.
Roman Times.
Florida Georgia Line, or whatever the fuck they're called.
I'm New Roman. Yeah, I know your type.
I'm a Calgary Bowl type of guy.
You know what's awesome? Like, I ran out. I'm like broke right now because I had to have some tree cut down in my front yard because the city was gonna fine me.
So why did they pay for it?
I don't know, because they're assholes. And I'm like, oh man, I got no money for weed. And then my mother-in-law comes and gives me weed. It's like, this family is awesome.
So wait a minute, you had no money for weed because you had to cut down a tree?
Yeah.
That's where he keeps his weed money.
You should have been like, look, I don't have anybody to go and do all the weeds and stuff.
Apparently Five Times Combo doesn't like that I'm Georgia.
Mm-mm. That is kind of embarrassing.
What do you mean I'm Georgia?
That's a dumb name, too, when people are named Georgia.
Well, at least Georgia's been around long enough that it's better than when people name their kids Dakota or, like...
Or North... I hate Mississippi.
North Carolina.
Northwest.
My name's Texas.
I will still... Oh, Texas Jeff, actually, but... I will, till the end of time, say that the worst name ever is Ebony.
That's racist.
It's not even racist. It's just so... I just don't like it.
But you're okay with Ivory?
I don't think I've ever met Ivory. No, that's racist. But,
living together in perfect harmony?
Drew Hogan here.
She was awkward during her time in WWF. Ivory, it was like... She was one of the few that could wrestle decently, but you still didn't want to see her.
Yeah, well, at least she made it. Ebony didn't even get a chance.
I bet there is an Ebony in wrestling.
I didn't mind Ivory. I liked her.
I was going to make an affirmative action joke there, but I couldn't
figure out how to do it. Ebony wrestler on Google.
The internet.
You Google.
Well, Booker T used to be the Ebony Express. I don't know if that counts.
Glow Wrestling, so that's a woman's promotion. So there is a woman wrestler called Ebony. And the third link down is Ebony Wrestling Porn Videos for Pornhub.com.
Nice.
Ebony Wrestle Dom Vixen. Ebony Fuck Fight Wrestling.
See, right now, if Sean was on, he'd be like, oh, I watched that.
Yeah, five times, in fact. It's my third most watched women's wrestling show.
That was my five times combo, if you know what I'm saying.
Did you guys actually watch Glow? I watched that when it was on. I liked it. Or I don't know. You guys are younger than me, so I don't know if you're...
You're like a nitpicker.
I think it's like a nitpicker on the net.
I didn't even know Glow had something to watch, really.
Yeah, it was on Saturdays, and I would watch it with my friend, and we would make fun of it, and it was a lot of fun.
Speaking of cool things that used to be on TV and aren't anymore like that, did you used to watch Roller Derby?
Oh, yeah.
No. Yo, Roller Derby used to be the shit.
I have some friends who are in a local Roller Derby here.
No, not that lame-ass shit. I mean the one that was on TV.
Oh, like the high violence? Yes.
Yeah, the one that was basically like wrestling but on skates.
Yes.
It was freaking awesome.
I've never heard like of this. I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
The 1970s kind of version.
Oh, yeah. I think it was in the 80s. Maybe it was the 70s.
Well, 70s and 80s both. I mean,
It was awesome. It was basically roller derby, but like they were super, super like shoving elbows, like doing like flips on each other. They were basically doing like power bombs onto each other while they're skating around. And then they also had like rock concerts in the middle of the show. It was like, and then like, I remember watching that, and that was like my impression of what roller derby was. And then I went to a friend's event and I was like, this is fucking boring.
Hey, have you guys been like seeing that fucking story passing around that Money Mayweather's ended up accepting a charity boxing match of Ronda?
What?
Yeah, there's,
What?
Ronda called him out, and he said, all right, let's do a celebrity boxing match. So that actually might happen.
Hmm.
Like, if I was Ronda, I'd definitely fucking take it. You're expected to lose because it's a boxing match, and the fucking press you get from that.
And then if you win?
Like, yeah, the odd chance that you clip him and he goes down, you get to take down one of the like most notorious women beaters and assholes on the planet.
Hmm. Now, we know that he wouldn't do any kind of, like, MMA thing.
You know, because Ronda would flatten him in 14 seconds. I think she's bigger than him.
She might be, because he's kind of tiny, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she fights at 135, but she cuts to make that, and I think Floyd fights at 130, so I think she's about 5 to 10 pounds bigger than him when they're walking around weight. But
shit, I would watch that one.
Is that what they are when they're having their walking taco?
No, that's what you do after you weigh in, so put the weight back on. So you have to learn these things. But if they did one round MMA and one round boxing, the MMA round would be over so quick.
So you had to do the boxing round first, so you know you could get to the MMA round.
You'd have to do the boxing round first because Floyd wouldn't fucking last. He'd have to finish her in that first round.
Well, have they ever done that with anything?
They did it with a fight with Ken Shamrock, or they were planning to, but otherwise, no. They have had a boxer come into MMA once, and he got taken to the ground and submitted pretty much straight away.
Have you ever talked about Kurt Angle? Do you think he would have lasted in MMA?
No. Definitely. If his body wasn't banged up and he went in there in his prime,
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if we're talking about... Yeah, like right when he was considering about doing the Ultimate Fighter on the same season that Kimbo Slice was, he would have fucking got killed.
When was that? Was that like 2009, 10?
It was after he left WWE and before he went to TNA.
Oh, so it was like 06, okay.
Which wasn't a very like long period, because he pretty much jumped ship to TNA straight away. So he had that on the table.
Hmm. So people have like 2000 Kurt Angle.
Olympic Kurt Angle, he would have done well. I believe any guy, any like Olympic wrestler would do well in MMA.
I think if you're an amateur wrestler, you have a better chance at succeeding in that than possibly someone who was a boxer.
Not necessarily.
Now Drew's doing the...
I don't know about Floyd Mayweather. Like, if Floyd, at some point, like, not now, but like when he was like 30 or something like that, where he went...
It depends on the athlete, because George St. Pierre used to be primarily a stand-up fighter, but he ended up learning wrestling along the way and became like the best wrestler in MMA, so it really depends on the individual.
Like, then he got his ass kicked by Captain America.
Yeah.
I got kicked by Captain
America. Now, I don't watch that.
Captain America.
I know you watch it, you probably like it more than wrestling at this point, but
50-50. Depends on the card. Okay, if it's Conor McGregor, then I don't give a fuck about anything WWE's doing.
But my question is, you know, like how Floyd Mayweather fights, he fights for points. Do you have like, is that a big thing in MMA?
Point fighting is like what most fights end on, and people fucking hate it.
When they go to decision, pretty much.
Yeah, because certain fighters avoid contact and like just do shitty leg kicks all fight and win the match. So people hate that style of fighting. In Pride, they used to actually have the same card system that they do in soccer, where they have a yellow card and a red card. If you didn't engage the opponent enough, you get a yellow card.
That's understandable. See, I hate that so much. That's why boxing has become such a fucking dead sport at this point. They need to change the fucking rules with that.
Boxing died because there's no big giant men knocking the piss out of each other.
That is true. Like, back in like the 90s and 80s, you know, you're like, you know, Mike Tyson, those type of guys, heavyweights. Now everything's like guys who weigh 140 pounds. Same with Conor McGregor. He might kick all of our asses, but...
Oh man, Brian just came up with a huge insult for Cena fans. New name for Cena fans, hashtag Cena zombies. Woo, Brian the Brain.
Oh my god, it's fucking better than what you guys are fucking talking about.
Cena zombies? What? Am I missing out on like a terrible thread here?
Oh no, Brian just like fucking randomly posted to the Mega Maniacs, new name for Cena fans, hashtag Cena zombies.
Then what were your suggestions?
There weren't. I just called John Cena fans Cena fans.
Call them the C Nation.
Wait, so then, Peyton, what are you talking about? The bad suggestions that they had or something?
Fuck me, you've not been paying attention like forever, have you?
Yeah. You lost me when you started getting into, well, points or whatever, and kicks
that's
me
exactly
this.
That's exactly what I said, though. I said,
hey, baby,
it was
better
than what they were talking about.
Oh, okay,
hey,
I'm
hey,
like...
That was your downtime to get, like, whatever you were doing. Like, if you wanted to get yourself ready for the high rider, but again, well, now was the time you got to do it, okay?
It's the old talk show, not the talk about what Payton specifically wants.
Fuck, he's on the board. So it's
yo, Five Times Combo in the chat room is cracking up saying that was so bad.
Well, you see, the difference with points, I mean, points are points, and if this guy that I never heard of, he's fighting this other guy I've never heard of.
No, Tony, see, it wasn't like the glory days of boxing in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, see, because I thought it was like those...
See, back in 1997,
it's the battle of the...
Yeah, to be fair, though, we all have our thing. It's only like when Payton regales us with one of his great band stories, or Tony talks about that one time he did that thing.
Like that one time Payton was in that one band with those one people.
I think he played bass for them.
Oh, and Caleb talks.
God, well, that is girl's thing. See, he's so...
Yeah, Caleb reached a point where he was like, all right, I'm going to go do something.
I'm sorry, I had to take a leak.
That was a better use of your time.
Fuck you, Tony, you fucking microphone. Hey, at least it's better than the dead air that you've been providing all night. Actually, it might have not been.
Yeah, like what? So looking at this sidebar right now of... right now I'm looking at our BTR sidebar, a couple other shows that are out there. One thing says... Under movies, crossbows and tentacles.
Ah, yeah, that pops up on the side here too. Yeah,
we should definitely call into that and see what they're up to.
Like,
give me a number.
All right, are
they, are. Are they live right now?
Yes. Oh wait.
Do they end in like 3 minutes?
They are not live.
Crossbows and tentacles. You got a free plug. And we're not even on the product placement show.
What was them out next week. Next Wednesday.
What was the name of the guy who's like this like religious guy?
Papa Lou.
Papa Lou, there we go. Is he on right now?
Is he related to Papa Shango?
I don't know if he is. We should get him on the show.
Papa Shango. Damn it.
You were going to do that too?
Yeah, I started with the Papa Shango, but you started saying Papa Lou and it threw me off.
Papa Lou, Papa Lou, Papa Lou.
Ooh, TRS/BBB in brackets, the N word. But they're talking about Hogan.
Hogan.
They've got an hour remaining. You want them?
Where it's probably it? Something different. It's probably like the N word, negativity.
Hashtag black men, hashtag black women, hashtag talk real solutions.
Oh, that's clearly not talking about that right same N word that we're thinking of.
Hashtag Hogan Lives Matter.
Hogan Lives
Matter. Yeah, I love how we went from one pod. Yes, yeah, Hogan, what Hogan did was horrible. Yeah, Hogan Lives Matter.
It was parody, guys. Parody.
Yeah, and fair use and
satire,
etc.
Yeah, your channel's still getting taken down.
No, it wouldn't get taken down for that. It'd be taken down for something really stupid. It'd be like that whole section where we were going, bomb, 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 bomb. It's
yeah.
Like some kind of copyright thing.
Don't
you bomb, bomb, song.
When you did the Papa Shango thing, that's copyrighted.
Blog Talk Radio.
Papa Lou's
thing. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Oh, no.
Like I said, y'all was chopping up about him. What I like about y'all, you and Denise, right? Even doing little shit, saying you
and Denise, right?
But y'all have a very important skill when it comes to communication, which is listening.
We're now on the section of the show where we do commentary over other people's shows.
This is
a live fan track.
I'm pretty sure
he acknowledges this as well. Now, the other callers that called in, whether they were men or women, did not acknowledge the fact that he addressed loser men and women.
So, who's going to be talking when they come on, when they bring us on?
Oh,
yeah,
I do the Sean impression, but I can't promise that I have a filter on that.
You know, I don't know what he was trying to say.
I got something about
this guy saying.
Hate the fact that y'all have
is he even talking about the N-word?
I think it's a lost art in 2015. the same.
Sometimes. I don't know what one is, to be honest.
Did we get disconnected, or did you
take out of that? No, I put it on mute. It didn't seem like they were taking another call anytime soon. Rather than sitting here listening to this guy rant on whatever the fuck he's ranting.
Yeah, I don't even...
So, whilst Drew and Caitlin talk about points in MMA and boxing, what's a gravity bong?
A gravity bong is basically where you take like a giant soda bottle or something like that.
Or
a milk jug. Or like one of those giant water machine bottle type things. You know what I'm talking about? Like the water cooler bottles. You can make it with like lots of things. And you fill up an even bigger basin with water, and then you use science to use that, suck the smoke through. And
use science.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I don't very often smoke out of a bong anymore. I use a vaporizer just because it's better on my fucking lungs.
Look at you. Healthy Steven Wago.
Once upon a time, I actually used to give a shit about my health. And I think I'm like developing a stomach ulcer from all the Mountain Dew I drink. America.
Not surprisingly, there's not many shows live right now.
It is 2 o'clock in the morning. You'd think that this would be the most popular time.
That means we got a corner on the market.
You mean a fucking loser's up at stupid o'clock in the morning with nothing to do?
People wake at 2 a.m. on a Wednesday, yes.
Hey, we're the kings of those then. Because we were losers that not only had anything to do, we were like, do you want to do a show about it?
Yeah. I hope someone's listening in right now going, hey, we're losers. We're up at 2 a.m. This is awesome.
I don't know what Blog Talk's like, I don't know how many people or shows are alive during the day, but I can't imagine it being too much, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised if there was more shows on now than there is at like Wednesday at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 in the afternoon.
I would think that in the afternoon you'd get people.
And then try to glean something from it, you know, because if you don't listen,
is this the same one from before?
While they're talking,
we're listening,
preparing a response. You've not
if we
heard.
Get connected, I'm going to try to get them to talk on the All Talk
the
show.
Is, if you listen, you can get something that everybody else is maybe.
I'm a black independent woman, and I need to man.
that's probably the niece of the other guy was talking about.
I found there's called Real Ghost Stories Online. Ghost Stories, Paranormal, Supernatural, The Black Gown.
What if you call that up? It's Real Ghost Bad. Stories Online. You call it up and you're like, yeah, I have this story that I wrote. It's fiction.
So would you say it was fan fiction?
No,
the
shut
fuck
up.
Was
that? I don't know.
It sounded like you sounded like the whole Team Rockets blasting off away or whatever the hell it was. Like
blasting off again, Tony.
Blasting off again. I don't know.
A fucking again.
Listen, the bigger issue is not that I got that wrong. The bigger issue is the fact that whatever the fuck that you had said.
<It's good.
laughs> Meow. That's right.
Shut up. That show was terrible.
Shut up, girl name.
Shut up. Yeah, I can't find any other live ones. I'm finding a bunch of other shit, but I'm trying to find live shows.
Yeah, no, there's just nothing else on right now, yo.
I feel like watching Scrubs.
Oh, wait, here we go.
I can't girl's name enough.
We can wake up to Jesus. We already talked about that.
Yes.
The real side Obama's hit list? What?
What?
So, were you around when our fucking listeners sent us in out of all things, like, a show about Down syndrome? They're like, make fun of them, and we're like, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
Killer's probably one of the ones sending it.
Did you guys see like Sean's post the other day about how he went off for being different?
Wait, what?
No, I don't pay much attention to Sean.
Yeah, let's air someone's dirty laundry on the fucking.
Yeah, I was just saying, good for him. Good for fucking him. I think he told this that bitch to fuck off. So I was like, good for him.
I don't know.
Oh, hey, we have a caller.
Hey. Yep.
Hey, what do you think about Sean's dirty laundry?
That's really Denise.
Hey, this is my second time on the show.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Big J, your mic is open. No, the weather's going to be on Skype.
Let me break you in right quick. Tyrone is my building for the black man. So, whenever you come on, he might
check me or something like that.
I think we said that we had a caller.
Some of the people out who we think might be trying to get close to me, so he'll attack them. So the wedding is not yet, but I'm just trying to invite you.
I thought you were saying that we had a caller.
What?
Oh my god, I'm gonna repeat myself for the fifth time. I thought you were saying that we had a caller.
What?
No, but
and then as soon as it came on, it was like, yeah, Tyrone's, whatever. I'm like,
I wonder if you go on there.
We're gonna talk about Tyrone today? Okay. Tyrone who?
Do chicken tenders, taters, and gravy.
Did something happen in the past 10 minutes? Everybody kind of started going nuts. Everybody's like talking all over each other and just rambling a little bit of that nonsense.
I think whatever Drew let out with that squeal got into everybody's system. Yeah.
Yeah, join host live chats. We got Talk Real Solutions, we have Spaced Out Radio Show, and we have Mega Powers Radio, whatever that is.
Oh, Spaced Out Radio Show.
Yeah. Come on, it's Spaced, and welcome to the owl.
And welcome to the Dace.
I don't even know Chris. I'm making fun of his name.
Well, if he ever does the movie Dace Jam.
That would be a good idea.
You might have to deal with it then. Until the day comes.
Are you fucking taking
it? Yeah, what is coming over your phone, Drew? First you're eating it, now it's like... You're turning it into a zipper that you keep going up and down, or farting into it weird or something?
I don't know, but I'm watching Sean lip sync to songs right now, and it's the greatest thing I've seen.
I know.
Oh, you finally got Snapchat?
No, you finally posted it on Facebook.
He posted it on Facebook, too.
See, he was sending me and Dace those on Snapchat the other day.
Oh, no, he was sending them to me, too, and it was the greatest thing ever.
I should download that.
You should, so you can get all the times where Dace or he does that. Because Dace will send them, too. Dace will be, like, driving, you know, it'll be like, I'm driving to Atlanta, and the next 7 Snapchats are different songs that he's singing and shit.
Yeah, but are you going to end up fucking sending me pictures of your hair?
Well, now I am.
Because I imagine that's all you do, just take pictures of yourself.
No, did you ever see his Instagram? He fucking loves taking pictures of himself laying in bed with
half asleep. Instagram and Snapchat.
Is any of his model pictures?
It's okay, everyone, look at my shoulder blades.
Check out the top of my blanket, guys. It's the sweetest.
It's so true. I think there's been like 5 Snapchats that I've sent that weren't when I was trying to sleep. Because it's like, I'm bored out of my mind. What the fuck am I going to do? I've already clicked on every website. I've already like talked to anybody who's awake. Then I'm just going to like, I'll just Snapchat. I'm tired. I love Sean's Snapchats that he gets though, where he answers a question that he put in the thing beforehand. Like, I'll send a Snapchat. The other day he sent one of his hair. And it was, like, something about, like, bedhead. And then the next Snapchat that I see is him going, but I'm rocking it, so it's okay.
I just searched for Tony Mango on Google Images. And do you know the meme with the fat little kid, like, pumping his fist? And it goes...
One of the memes that you guys made up?
I watched Smack Talk with Tony Mango, and I would love to punch him in the junk.
I'm pretty sure you made that one, didn't you, Wago?
I don't think so.
I know one of you did, because I remember you sending it to me and going, oh, look at this I just made.
The success kid.
I make a lot of stuff, but I don't think that was me.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
I know it was one of you guys. Somebody did it.
It wasn't put me. On your butts.
Maybe it was Dace.
Apparently Dace someone would love to punch you in the junk.
Dace did do a phase of making a bunch of images like that, so it might have been him. I don't know. I know it was somebody, because they sent it to me during an episode of Smack Talk.
Well, I'm glad
I know it wasn't me because I don't use the terminology junk.
I don't know how to Photoshop.
You don't need Photoshop for it.
I don't know how to make memes.
Oh, so you know how it was made, huh, Tony? It was you all along.
Narcissist is a guy, so that's for damn sure.
Oh my god, you gotta do it. There's like picture of Tony, and he looks so smug in his fucking Bleacher Report hoodie.
Yeah. No, that's actually on purposely smug.
I post it to 5x Compass so you can look at how smug you are.
That's the profile picture on Bleacher Report. When they sent me that, I was like, that's after they had told me that I couldn't have the image up where I was pretending to shoot myself in the head. And I was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, then I'll just put a really smug Bleacher Report thing up. And they never had a problem with it. It's like, look at this, Bleacher Report. And they're like, that's awesome. But no, actually, I had a picture before, and it was like, you know, that you use like your fingers, and it's like a, it's supposed to be a gun. I had that pointing to my head, and I had that, that's my profile picture for months. And eventually I got an email, and they're like, yeah, we just realized that it looks like you're shooting yourself in the head. Can you not have that up there?
Because I write for you.
And I'm like, what? I've used that for other things before. I'm not actually shooting myself. It's not a real gun. Yeah. If I somehow put my fingers up to my face and pull the trigger and it works, then...
Just fuck with them and change it back and see if they notice.
Change it to a different thing where instead of it pointing to like my temple, I'm pointing it underneath my chin.
Or point it into your mouth.
We'll do double guns either side here.
But it still has the hoodie, so it's the, like getting a promotion.
Or no,
yeah, you, try and replicate the picture, but with guns to your head.
No, you can just like point it at the camera, like do the bang bang type of thing.
What, like the McFoley?
Yeah.
So it's okay to not shoot myself, but it's okay to shoot the readers.
Who the fuck's Spaced Out Radio? Why aren't we pranking them?
Spaced Out Radio, the one that we mentioned earlier?
I know, right?
Did you provide a link?
Someone did.
I threw a link in there.
They've got like a busy chat room. We really could fuck with them. Payton.
Where yet?
Michael. Mikey.
What's your girl's name that we figured out from earlier?
Huh?
What's the girl's name for you, Mike?
Bitch.
Might have been. Shit, I don't remember. It was not even an hour and a half ago.
I think it was Bertha.
Big old Bertha. Big old Bertha.
And I hate the Did You Know music.
Did You Know fucking music.
Now you
people who know how to do music, make music for me, and I'll change it, because I don't like it either.
And if anyone's interested in telling Tony they'll make music and then let him down last second, we're always looking for more people to fill that role.
Yeah, I've only had about 700 people do that.
Blog Talk Radio.
So if you ask
welcome
to
Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
She killed herself.
That was off to a horrible start.
And I'm actually standing in her bedroom kitchen room right now.
Yeah, let's click out of this. I don't want to break these people.
I'm going to see if I can talk to Shirley.
I'm just wondering if she made it over.
I'm in one of the chat rooms and they're saying hi to me.
No, she's not over yet. She's not crossed over yet. How long did she pass away?
Oh,
they're trying to figure out what could happen sometime after 3, 6.
No, I feel bad about this one.
I'm not going to make fun of these people.
Okay.
What, you're a con artist. Are you serious? We're not making fun of the people who had people die.
I thought that's what you guys were talking about. I'm like, I'm not making fun of those people. Relative.
Well, ooh, I bet David Otunga would love this guy.
Call up and say you're David Otunga.
I don't know.
Okay. He's in that house. Martin is actually the male in spirit. He's in that house. And he's there in spirit. Okay? And you may know of, the family may know who this person is. The way he shows himself to me, he's actually a person that actually must have been with your mom
in spirit. He's in my house. He's
before
in a
she passed away. He may have been a person that actually your mom died.
I got a message from the other side. It's boo.
Surely have.
This person from the other side, he says he wants to show you your grave and to bring you back to Christmas past.
Ah, I hear your Uncle Teddy.
Yes, he overdosed.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
They kick us off, or you hang up?
They kicked us off.
They probably heard us in the screen or something.
Maybe.
Call back.
If you call back and they bring us on, we'll be like, okay, well, we're the ghosts of the people that called it from. before you killed our chat before.
They probably heard you. I got a message from the other side. Boo.
You think that's what pushed them? Hey, this guy's gonna steal our gimmick.
Oh, we should totally do one of those shows. That'd be fucking great.
And just do that every time?
Yeah, but like fucking like just totally bullshit them. Yes, he's out running around in a bed sheet right now.
You wanted me to connect to Sally. Okay, I do have a message from Sally. She says, do you remember do you remember the time where you donated to Smark Out Moment? No. Okay. She said she's getting ahead of herself, and you haven't done that yet, but you were supposed to. She also says, woo! So this is what happens when I'm around you assholes that bring it out of me, too. I went from let's not make fun of these people to let's call back, let's do this. So I embrace the idea of having our own show.
Turned around real quick.
Let's go. Woo!
Yes, it's David O'Tucker. Oh, hi, David. What would you like? I want to connect with my dead family. Who?
All of them.
Like, all of them that has kept me from working in the past, like, 2 years.
There was my uncle last year. The day before that was my daughter. 2 weeks ago, I fucking ran over my dog. And just keep going and going and going.
But you know what they say, take what you do and what you love and make it your job. So that's what I did. I have dead family for a living.
It's fucking terrible. Ah, that hurt, but it's a good hurt. I think I'm all laughed out. Don't think I'll ever find anything that funny.
We have on the line right now a spooky Gus.
Oh, you could totally fucking
call on the line is my bitch of an ex-wife.
Oh, so what's your name? Oh, this is Spook. Spook-E.
Spook-E, guys.
Spook-E. That's an interesting name.
That's what Big E's first name's relatives.
Oh, God.
Tony? You want to take that one back?
Oh God! I did not mean it that way. Holy shit!
Come on, Tony. Jesus.
Oh man, I totally did not mean it that way.
Oh no, you definitely.
I'm making a Big E joke. Holy shit!
I'm so glad.
So now that actually becomes a lot funnier that way, but terrible.
Oh my God! I love pace direction, Tony. You want to take this?
I legitimately was just like, "What is it? Something that happened to Big E? I shouldn't be making fun of." Like,
ow!
Did you say ow?
Yes, it hurts.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
It's the ribs.
Way goes, ribs hurt. Hulk Hogan thought it was funny.
Hulk Hogan thought it was hilarious. But he didn't think it was hilarious when he got the phone call. How do you think that phone call went? Hey, Hogan. Did you say this? Was this from last night?
Brother.
I like how Hogan knew he was fucked, too, because he made that one post that was, like, just saying prayers for making it through the storm or something like
that. Well, hey, Jack.
That was a shitstorm he was referring to.
No, I gotta imagine that conversation was very, like, Hogan, you know what leaked? And he's like, yup. And they're like, you know what we're gonna do next yet? And he's like, yup.
You know what?
All right, see you in a couple years.
Hey, John Laurinaitis, remember when we gave you that position of talent relations?
Yeah. You can have it back for today.
Oh, okay, what's my first job?
Fire.
I'm gonna call Paul Hogan. Oh, sweet, what are we doing with Hogan?
I'm
more like, what are we not doing with Hogan?
Hope they rehired JR for talent relations for that one fucking thing. I'm still hurting from that fucking ghost shit.
Boo! Now, how bad would it be, though, if you had a thing like that and you're like, okay, I am connecting with your dead husband. He says, behind you.
We should do one show. Just one show. Fucking bait some people into it and have fun at their expense. Like, do a few, like, make a couple seem like they're real and then just fucking nab the rest.
I don't think we could go like an episode with making it seem real.
I don't think I could make it through a serious one.
No, I mean like do two of them serious. I mean, one of us could pull it.
Dude, I doubt that we'd be able to. We only one person could be on the call for one. We can't do all.
No, we're all just happen to be connected.
Or we could be a circle of mediums that have powered together to bring you your loved ones' dying words.
Ooh.
On the episodes where there's not as many of us, we'll be like, all right, the connection's not as strong.
But it's still there, I promise you. It's better than these other shows out there, I promise you.
Terrible. All talk show brings out the worst in us.
It fucking does. It's like, yeah, so, porn, controversial topic. Look at those people wanting to talk to their dead relatives. Ah!
We're going to get a comment now from the chat. It's going to be like, I want you guys to talk about ghost porn. You see those holes in those sheets?
Oh, yeah, I found a bit of Tony's conscience today. Ruined it. But he had it.
Do you guys ever dress up as a ghost for Halloween?
Yep.
Nope.
I did before, yeah.
But I actually got a ghost costume. It was a pumpkin ghost.
The ghost of a pumpkin? Does that work?
No, not a ghost pumpkin. A pumpkin ghost.
Okay, that really clears it up. What was it like? Just
OTG heavyweights of boxing talk. You want to make fun of them?
I think we've had more than enough boxing talk tonight. On the point system.
How about scheduled system maintenance?
Spell.
Who is it? Wait, is that an actual real show, or is it someone doing some tested maintenance? They're using it.
I think they're actually doing maintenance on Block Talk Radio. That's why there's like no shows live right now.
And why we had all those issues at the beginning.
Probably.
Well, at least we laughed at somebody.
We laughed at a lot of people. Especially,
it's a normal day for us. We laughed at a lot of people.
Especially the Hebekais.
The Hezekiahs, too. Jebediah, Hezekiah, Obadiah.
This is going to be a weird episode to listen back to.
They all are.
Yeah, but this one especially.
Well, we have been gone for a while. People needed a weird episode.
Back by popular demand?
Back by demand. I wouldn't say popular.
Oh, there's a conservative radio show if you want to make fun of them. Oh, no, they're not live. God damn you.
I know.
Who does a show at 10:30 in the morning?
I know.
Conservatives.
Yeah, you want to do an all-talk show in 8 hours?
I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will, too. I'll be finally going to sleep then.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to bed.
You got to strut while you're going to bed and point.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Listeners to the show, if you hear the All Talk Show theme, do you think of strutting too? It's like a guarantee.
Specifically Peter Parker or Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3 after he turns emo?
Or Kramer?
Or do you think of Los Matadores as they're coming to the ring?
Maybe one of us should try the ghost show on a cell phone. Yeah.
What, so it sounds like we crossed over from the other side and they're eating my phone?
Yeah.
No, I think he means we should call them from one of our personal phones so they don't know that it's one of us being assholes.
Yeah, but your idea was pretty cool, too. Like, that was pretty creative on the spot.
Was it? I didn't think it was. I was just making fun of Drew.
In fact, it was a pretty terrible idea. Drew.
I know.
Are you accepting calls? I want to talk to my many, many... many
dead. No.
What?
Laying it on a little too thick there.
My many, many, many dead relatives. You don't know how many relatives I've killed.
Oh, this guy's totally real.
All right, I'll just ask, are you accepting calls?
Yeah, but we wouldn't be able to hear on their end.
Just a big call.
Bannon's powering down. Actually, we only have like 3 minutes left, too.
All right, so it's now time for the extra all talk show.
We can set this in overtime.
So let's knock out some plugs then. Who wants to plug some stuff?
We never get to hear this anymore. We never go long enough to.
Fucking love that theme.
It is a good one.
Obvious plug, check out megapowersradio.com, which we're doing live right now. That's why we're doing this kind of random shit. You never know if the product placement show or the spooky ghost show or whatever the fuck we're going to call that is going to end up showing up. It's markoutmova.com for wrestling stuff, fanboysanonymous.com for geek culture stuff. If you're listening to the All Talk Show and you don't know where our social links are, facebook.com/alltalkshow, twitter.com/thealltalkshow. If you're on iTunes or Stitcher, the YouTube page is All Talk Show. If you're on YouTube, go check out iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a rating. Leave us comments on YouTube. Share us on all the other kind of stuff like that. Who wants to plug anything else? We got about a minute and a half.
Find all my shit. Just go to stephenwago.com and you'll find any URLs which are involved with me. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, follow me on the Twitter at MRPADEN. That's Mr. Payden.
You can follow me on Twitter at Kalen Ferris. And if you have $5 in your pocket and you want to get something to fill you up, check out the KFC $5 fill up.
Fucking out.
Tenders. And fuck you up. $5 fill up. Fuck
you up, Philip. Fill up. You get a McFrickin' Duncan on YouTube. That's where you can see all the Drew Crew stuff. And
oh, wow. I can't Twitter wait to follow up on that.
90 seconds.
Well, thank God you're already fucking wit.
All right, you should know now. We got that 90-second thing, so that should do us in for this episode, guys.
90 seconds, and we're out of here.
Thanks to everybody on the panel. Thank you out there for listening. That's going to shut us up for this episode. Adios, everybody. We'll see you next time.
You can tell me to shut up.